therefore feel very, very privileged to be here today and honoured to officially launch the Walk in My Shoes exhibition.
It's part of a Zonta International campaign that's been going for 12 months, culminating in today, November the 25th, which is International Day for Elimination of Violence Against Women. So our project opens today, and that's why we've had the launch today. But we will then keep this display. It will be here for the 16 days of activism until the 10th of December, which is another significant date. That's the United Nations Human Rights Day. So for that period of time, we'll have this really interesting exhibition. What we've got is a whole lot of women's shoes, and some children's shoes, some tiny ones, and stories. Now, it started with an idea from a Zonta club in Italy, where they had a beautiful arcade with gorgeous Italian shoes, and they had a little tag for every pair of shoes. They were women's shoes, they were lined up all down this arcade, and there were 127 pairs of shoes for that exhibition. Their exhibition focused on the statistics of the number of women who died as a result of domestic violence in 2012. So it wasn't historical, and it wasn't worldwide, it was just local. And that was the idea that I took to my club. From that initial idea, we then developed it further, because we've actually got women in our club who have had personal experience of domestic violence. I mean, they don't put their hands up. But one of them in particular, she said, you know, in Australia, we know there's domestic violence. You know, we don't pretend it doesn't happen, and we know it happens here. But rather than focus on the statistics of the extreme situation where women have actually died as a result, there's a whole lot of other under-the-cover violence that's physical and non-physical that happens next door and around the corner. So she said, let's not look at the stats. Let's actually make it a positive story. And she said, why don't we get these women to tell their stories of how they actually left a violent relationship and what were the triggers and who helped them and how did they make it out? Not only as a sort of a cathartic thing for those women, but also to inspire other women.
You mentioned in the display that you've got women's shoes and children's shoes as well. We do forget that one act of violence impacts not only the adults, but also continues to almost ripple out into the community.
Absolutely. And at the White Ribbon Breakfast this morning was the story of a young man who was a child who experienced domestic violence, and it was the impact on him and his siblings that he was telling of. And that's why we've included in our display children's shoes right in the centre of it, because they are the centre of the family, and many of those women who've made that move have had to make it with children, and the children have left their home, what they thought was a nuclear family, and they do become homeless, and then they have to make new lives. So, yes, they are integral.
I really would like to thank the women who wore these shoes, who took them off, and who've relayed their stories for each of us. One pair of shoes is one pair too many. And with important events like this, I think we can collectively raise awareness of domestic violence in our community and march together to stamp it out. Thank you.
Inspector Kennedy, how important is it for you to take on this role of being an ambassador for White Ribbon Day?
I think the importance was put forward at the breakfast this morning, because it was about shifting the culture that further step towards where it should be, and that is where men are getting together with other men to say, we have to do something about this, this is unacceptable, and making that stand, and then getting more and more people on board. And that's what the message really is at the end of the day. I will say one of the things I really did like from the breakfast this morning as a new ambassador was I'm in my 50s, and you know, I've got my views from my background and who I am, but there was a lot of young people there, and it was great to see the presenter ask young people in the crowd to stand up, and I was amazed at how many young people. And that's where you think about that cultural shift, having young people coming to these things and saying, I'm on board as well, I think it's just fantastic.
You talk about a generational change there. Going back to, say, sorry, but when you were a lad 50 years ago, it was a great unseen that you never laid a hand on a lady. Has it changed that much over the years?
I would suggest it has. My background is I'm predominantly an operational police officer, so I was working in the early 80s, going to domestic violence situations. And with most crimes, the wishes of the victim, as a general rule, are very, very powerful. If someone says, I don't want to take action, well, that's your wish, so, okay, more than likely that'll be the case. Obviously, with more serious offences, e.g. attempted murder or something, you can't have someone saying, oh, I don't want to take any action, we step in. Years and years ago, I would suggest that the mindset was that if the woman said, oh, I don't want to take action, it was, well, you don't want to take action, no worries, we'll record it, thanks very much, see you later. The stance today is domestic violence is seen as a very serious matter. And instead of going, oh, you don't want to take action, we actually take a proactive approach and step in and say, well, this is that serious, we have to do something here, and now this is what we're doing. So over 30 years, I have seen a change in a mindset and a policing approach, and it's evolving even as we speak.
From a social point of view, we talk about stopping domestic violence and taking a stand. Is there a fine line that you want people to tread? Because obviously you don't want people to think that they are police, and it can be a very, very dangerous situation if you go into a situation where there's domestic violence and instead of having one person that you're trying to stop, unfortunately the person that's often getting perpetrated against can turn around and come full force on you as well.
I would suggest that when you're dealing with these situations, it's one of the most complex things that police can deal with, because you're dealing with, as you say, two people, you're dealing with emotionship, you're dealing with people who quite possibly are deeply in love and very affectionate towards each other, but they're going through these events that are being dealt with. So I have seen occasions in years gone by where we take this affirmative action, next thing the female partner is having a real go at the police for doing what they're doing. So you're right, it is really complex, there's no easy answer, and it's just something that you have to work through and deal with all the issues as best you can, step by step.
Putting on both caps, the South Australian Police one and the newly ambassador for White Ribbon Day, what is the outcome that you would like to see in the future for these kinds of things? Is it something as simple as we need to get it out, we need to get it public, we need to get the right people involved, or we just need to stamp it out altogether?
At the breakfast this morning, there was a lot of talk about the dangers of good people remaining silent. And I think that there are a lot of good people out there, and they don't have a big enough voice. And I think that getting more and more ambassadors on board really helps get that voice out there and make it so those good people start talking and start sharing the message about this is how it should be, this is the expectations, this is the way we should be living, and these are the standards that we should all strive for. So instead of focusing on those bad events, we need to get more good people vocal and more good people active, and that's what I think this program does. There's one compelling statistic that I just can't get past, and I've heard it many times now, and that is one woman a week is dying from violence from a partner or ex-partner. And in fact, when I looked it up, it's more than that. It's more than 52. It's closer to the low 70s. So that's something that we just really have to do something about as a community.
And maybe all work to see that domestic violence is a less important issue than 2014. Thank you.